Jesus, I am so grateful to you for bringing us through this difficult season. Thank you for your great mercy and compassion, and forgive me for at times doubting and complaining. Oh, if souls only knew the truth about you, they would have no fear keeping them from inviting you into their heart. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness to us. Well, my faithful family, enemies and friends alike, thank you for your prayers. They've taken hold and God has strengthened us through your deep caring. Ezekiel usually has an episode a day, and today was no different. This time it was a Pakistani girl of 8 who is going home to Jesus very soon. When his travail began, we prayed for Ezekiel, but then I was reminded this suffering is intercessory for someone else, a little one. And we switched our intentions and began to pray for her. That's when Ezekiel received some knowledge about her situation. I am learning to go with the flow, so to speak. But soon after we began praying for her, his pain stopped. Thanks be to God. This one factor of not being able to relieve his pain has been the most difficult aspect of this, as I'm sure some of you already have experienced in your own families. It's very hard to see someone you love suffering and not be able to do anything for them. But pray, and partly because we know that it is intercessory that even in our prayers, it's going to take time until the Lord releases him. But I'm also learning to offer that sacrifice to the Lord as well. It has been hard for me to connect with Jesus lately, as far as trysting time goes, although he has been present, and he's held me several times, and we've even danced together. But my mind has been so fried, I haven't been able to really connect and hang on to it. It's like my mind is flipping from place to place. I'm getting some of that stability back now, thanks be to God. We've also isolated and identified one of the poor covens that's been cursing us. May God's mercy be with them. May they come to know the depth of love Jesus has for them. And may they find true love, joy, and healing in his presence. Because I know these souls that turn to Satanism are terribly broken. And I confess, for 3 nights now, I've had some dark chocolate to help me stay awake to work. So my abstinence is not perfect. However, once I get my strength back, I believe I'll be able to return to that. Knowing how out of it I've been lately, dealing with some difficult situations and a cutback in medication, the Lord began speaking to me immediately after communion. Jesus began, "My dearest Claire, I know how very difficult these changes and challenges are for you, but I wish for you to bear with me and lean on my wisdom in all things. Cleave to me, Claire. Cleave with all your might. I am here. I am, I am. Though at times you do not see me, I accompany you everywhere. And I wish you would be more aware of my loving and guarding presence. Do not worry about the medication. I will not make it difficult for you. Just take care of the flock. Sing, record, more, more, more. I'm waiting for you to move forward, beloved. Streamline and move forward. You are on the verge of stepping through the opposition and the things that have held you back. So step through. Carry through, one foot in front of the other. So many good things are happening in your country, but there is still a long way to go. Stand beside this man every day and lift him up to me. His task is enormous, but so am I, and he will not fail. Much change is going to take place now in your government, but it's still awkward and will indeed need prolonged prayer backup. Just as a note on that, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, there was an assassination attempt it wasn't publicized. It was one of the things that Ezekiel was in travail for. Ezekiel, Carol, and I were in travail over this situation in the White House. It was very critical. But apparently they caught who it was, and they were detained. They were handcuffed and loaded into a vehicle of some kind, so the attempt was foiled. Before I go on back into the message, I just want to say that I think what the Lord is doing here, He's showing us when we go through these sufferings, what we're suffering for, which is wonderful because it can help you to see that when you have travail or when you have difficult situations, you can trust that the Lord is at work in something very important, and it's your suffering that's backing it up. It's your Simon's cross that is interceding for the situation. The more critical the situation, the more He needs intercessors and people to stand in the gap. A very painful place to be. I'm continuing on with the message. Jesus continued, "You are not the only one experiencing problems latching onto your goals. The opposition has been tremendous, Claire, for almost everyone. But now I am releasing graces to move you ahead if you will just focus and persevere. These are my mandates to you right now. The mist is beginning to clear, but some are still stuck in the mud and the mire of opposition, and they will need help to get up and get going. My children, you have indeed run into many distractions and oppositions. Some of you have given up and are just sitting there in the mud with your mental wheels spinning. Okay, I understand what you've been through, but now it's time to get up and get back to the directions I've placed in your hearts. Climb out, my beloved ones, climb out. This time you will meet with success. But I need you to cleave to me with all your heart and strength for the motivation and startup you need. This season of muddy roads is now coming to a close, and I wish for you to get back up on the highways, moving steadily towards your missions and goals. Don't be cowed by former opposition. Plow through it and keep on going. I have assigned angels to make it easier for you, and the enemy will not get the upper hand if you persevere. These roadblocks will yield to my strength and power working through you, but you must keep meeting me in the secret place to have the motivation and strength you need to succeed. Your missions and the things I've put on your hearts to do did not happen randomly. I knew well before you were conceived what you were called to. Many of you have had to work through your flesh to find that place. Yeah, 40 years of it for me. Some of you have had glimpses, some have had tastes, and some have even been moving along until tremendous opposition and seemingly unending interruptions have pulled you away. I'm asking you now to return to what you're supposed to be doing and let nothing deter you or stand in your way. Some of the things that have come against you are going to yield to your best efforts this time. Others you will have to draw a line and plant a firm no, or you will continue to be ruled by them. It's up to you, dear ones. You have many things you could be doing with your lives. Choose the highest, the best, the one you are called to, and drop the others. Even if you suffer lack or want in dropping them, make up your mind that what you have lost is not worth the time nor trouble to chase after. Do more with less, and you will move faster and smoother towards your goals. Choose to do only the essential things. Choose to hurt feelings if necessary to be able to move forward with my will. Choose what you know is right, and learn to let go and live without the other things that have presented themselves as so pressing that you can't possibly live without them. Yeah, and that's just a huge smokescreen. Relatives, friends, jobs, Those things can stand in the way of your destiny if you allow them to. It's up to us to take the bull by the horns sometimes and say, I'm putting my foot down. I'm not going to continue to live my life for this lesser goal. I'm going to move into my highest calling with the Lord's help. And it's going to hurt some people around you, but it's not going to hurt the Lord. It's going to make him happy with you. And in the end, you answer to him, and you want to hear that. When you come to the Lord, well done, my good and faithful servant. You want to hear that. You don't want to hear, why didn't you do that when I called you to do it? Why did you let people and things hold you back in a lifestyle that you knew was inferior to what I was calling you to? Look at what you've lost. You don't want to hear that. I know I sure don't want to hear it. Jesus continued, you will find such joy and freedom in making these decisions that you will never regret them. But you will not be strong enough to do this unless you spend substantial time cleaving to me in prayer and worship. Keep your eyes constantly on me and the goals we have set together. In this way, the enemy will not be able to distract you off your purpose because we will be working together. I love you, dear ones. How tenderly I love you and have so many wonderful things in store for those who do not give up and are willing to step into their destinies. Those who persevere to the end and learn especially to take in stride, losses, contradictions, and not crumple up into a ball of self-pity, those will have great joy. He chided me there and he said, right, Claire? Yeah. Yeah, I got into a case of self-pity for a couple of days there. I renounced it and I asked him to take it away and poof, it was gone. Yes, Lord, guilty as charged. He continued, expect miracles from me, dear ones. We are moving out of the past into our future together. Expect miracles and fast forward motion. He certainly is faithful, heart dwellers. He is so faithful. He is so faithful. Keep that before your eyes and your heart and your mind all the time. God is faithful. He's so faithful. And I love that picture of the little girl. She wants her little teddy bear back that Jesus has. And he's got this great big teddy bear behind his back, a more beautiful new big teddy bear for her. But she doesn't want to turn over her teddy bear. I guess she's still holding it and saying, but I love it, but I want it. Something like that. I used it for the cover of a message recently. Isn't that the truth? The Lord wants to give us better things, but we want to hold on to the old beat up familiar things, even when they're well past worn out in their wear and tear, and it's time for something fresh and new. So the Lord bless you and give you the courage, give us the courage we all need, not to allow ourselves to fall by the wayside, but to dig ourselves out of our pit and keep moving. And by the way, I want to mention to you, thank you so much, those of you who have been contributing to our mission. You have really made it possible for us to expand and stay steady, and we're getting more publications out, and a lot of things are going to be free. When we're done, we'll share with you the different venues we're going to be in, but it's made us possible to be very stable and get a lot of work done. And please, please forgive me. I haven't answered anyone personally in a long time. I have a stack of probably 30 letters on my desk. I just haven't been able to think straight to give you a proper thank you and answer you. So please forgive me for doing that. I'm trying to rally some help in that direction now so that I don't leave anyone behind. I really do hate it when I can't write back to people because I'm so overwhelmed with other things. So we're trying to work that out now to figure out how we can do that. But I want you to know that Ezekiel and I are deeply, deeply grateful for your support and your prayer support in taking care of us and our staff, our growing staff. The Lord has worked another miracle and brought a wonderful person in to replace the one who left. So we have so much to be grateful for. He is faithful. And I just want to thank you because you are his hands and his feet. And it's your good heart that has kept this mission alive and moving forward. Thank you so much. God bless you.